So as we've shared, the meditation was intended to move orient us towards that awareness that has no doer. It's called many different things: conscious awareness, presence, Buddha nature, and that open, spacious awareness that's aware of itself is often described as the nature of our true mind. So, and as we've also noticed, it's not, even though we are pointing a certain direction, everybody has their own experience. Some experience openness, some of us experience things coming through our body, and all of those are welcome. But I wanna also put this in context of our practice in general. When we start teaching classes in the Sangha, for example, and in most Vipassana Sanghas, we often will start with a concentration practice. And a concentration practice, the one that we ordinarily use, is paying attention to the breath. And it is there are many concentration practices, but this is the one that we tend to use, where you are bringing yourself to the felt sense of the breath. Sometimes it can be at the nostrils, sometimes it can be at the chest, sometimes at the belly. And the important point that I guess I'm making is that it's a felt sense. We're not imagining the breath. We're not thinking about the breath. We're being right with it. And that's important because that is any time we are with a felt sensation in a direct and palpable way, we are bringing ourselves more to presence. And that presence is both the doorway to the bigger space, and there was something else, but I don't know what. Doorway to the presence. It's a doorway to the larger space. And it also allows our ordinary consciousness to expand to include more. So you'll notice what I've been describing as this concentration practice is a doing. So there's no doubt about it. It's a person doing something. This person paying attention to the breath. So that's very different than what we were working with today, the non-doing meditation. So all kinds of things happen when we start paying attention to the breath. First thing that you often hear is, my mind's all over the place. It's going from one thing to another, to another, to another. And, you know, that's another characteristic of our ordinary mind. And it can be concerned with something that happened yesterday. It can be concerned with something that's going to happen. We all kind of know that experience too. And it's a way of describing the egoic mind. And it's not a bad thing. It has a certain kind of protection to it. Like, you know, when you're worrying about your report that you're supposed to do tomorrow and you're wondering if you spent enough time on it and you're wondering, you know, how it's going to be received, if you're going to get criticized, there is a certain kind of protection there that the ego is trying to help you with. So it's not a bad thing. Or on the other hand, if you're worrying about, yeah, if you're thinking about how someone hasn't treated you well, and you're kind of going back over in your mind, well, that person should do this differently, and this should have worked out differently, or I should have said this, and, you know, that kind of orientation, there's a kind of rough egoic protection going on there. But we know from our practice, we've been in this practice long enough to know that just being here in this moment is the doorway to that. It's the doorway a couple times, man. I'm not sure about this. So being here in the present moment, some people say that that's the only reality it is. And you can certainly make a good case for that, that reality only occurs right in this moment. You know, the rest is just thinking about this thing and that thing. But kind of the blessing of the practice is, when I'm describing it this way, it sounds like an either or. And in fact, a little bit of my whole talk is like either this or either that. Either you're in the spacious awareness or you're worrying about what happened yesterday. But I think one of the blessings of our practice is there. This can be disputed. This isn't, you can find all kinds of teachers who will say the opposite of this, but I feel like there's a gentle developmental possibility. And it's really paradoxical, because this person who wants to be a good meditator, who wants to find spaciousness, who wants to be peaceful, will never get it. They'll never understand it. That person will not be along for the ride towards this more open space. But it is along for the ride of coming to practice, which is where most of us are. We're bringing ourselves to practice on a regular basis by the drip, drip, drip of touching in these moments of presence, these moments of grace. That makes an impression on these locations. And in that practice pathway, we start to become present to this concentration practice. I'm kind of circling back to the concentration practice. This concentration practice is important because we've learned to stay with what's here. And when the sadness comes up, we're able to stay with the sadness a little bit more. We're able to let it be. When the frustration comes up, we're able to be with the frustration. And by being with those things, we not only do we start to loosen that tight grip of our conditioning, but we also are kind of expanding our repertoire a little bit. There's another interesting paradox here that some of you may have experienced. When we start to meditate, it sometimes can feel like our internal life has gotten a lot worse. And it's like, oh my God, look what's been happening here. So it's not that things have got, generally speaking, it's not that things have gotten worse. It's just that you're starting to notice what's really happening. So that's a really important awareness. And we always will, there's the next big insight that people will have, which is that we are not our thoughts. And that's an insight that so many of you have had. It's a common foundational insight. And you don't learn it once. You learn it a lot. And that's the unfortunate, you can say it two ways. That's the unfortunate thing about being in these bodies, is they keep grabbing onto things. And I guess there was a fortunate way to say it too, and I'm trying to think of how that goes. Oh, here's the fortunate way. Life will always bring that lesson back to you if you didn't learn it. So it'll keep coming back to you. So I'm speaking of sort of like the bringing yourself to practice area, to contrast it with what our meditation was about today. What I was thinking of with this meditation today is it's like we're parachuting into some maybe a little bit unknown land, maybe well-known, but it was sort of like parachuting into the spacious awareness. And that's really important too, because I've talked about the one kind of line of work of our practice, which is coming to the present moment over and over again. It's kind of like doing the blocking and tackling drills in high school football. I didn't play high school football, but I have a sense of it. And then we drop into these spacious places where we feel this incredible open acceptance. And you know, you've all had pieces of this. It's not new to any of you. You feel, we heard some of it today, feel spacious, feel the peacefulness. And even in spite of stuff going on in your life, the awareness is holding it all. There's a really kind of wonderful metaphor that some teachers use where our nature is like the space in this room. There's no preference for what's here. We could move all these chairs out. The space doesn't care. We could jumble things in here. The space doesn't care. So our awareness is like this open space, and things come in, things leave, but the space doesn't really care about it, how it is. So the other part of our practice is coming in contact with our formlessness, the fact that our true nature is without shape, without limitation in time and space. And when we are in contact with this spaciousness, we're more in contact with that part of ourselves. It's not the right phrase. I found my lawyer instincts coming back. Strike that. That's not the right phrase. I don't know what the right phrase is, but that's not the right one. Because it's not a part of our, I'll move on. So, but we start to contact this formlessness of who we are. So that's the other part of our meditation practice that's so important. And that's what this meditation today that I led us through was speaking to today. It was speaking to that formless nature of ourselves that's always present, always here, always allowing, no preference, like in this moment. There's no preference about what's going to happen. There's an allowing of Whatever's here is fine. So I have a little piece of a poem to read to you that talks a little bit about this. This is a 11th century Indian poem, but somebody must have done a great translation of it, because it sounds like it could be written yesterday. This is from Talopa's Song to Naropa, and I'll spell that for you. T-I-L-O-P-A, Talopa, possessive, Talopa's Song to Naropa, N-A-R-O-P-A. And it's a pretty long poem, but I've got three verses here. It's a kind of a seminal piece of Mahamudra. So here it is. As space is always freshly appearing and never filled, so the mind is without limits and ever aware. Gazing with sheer awareness into sheer awareness, habitual abstract structures melt into the fruitful springtime of Buddhahood. White clouds that drift through the blue sky, changing shape constantly, have no root, no foundation, no dwelling, nor do changing patterns of thought that float through the sky of the mind. So I find that both poetic and kind of logically challenging. And it sort of has to be, because what's being described is sort of beyond words. And yet we do have to use words. So it makes sense when we hear a real teaching. There's sometimes something in the mind gets it, and sometimes it thinks there's something a little off, because our logical mind isn't going to be along completely for this ride, although it is a help along the way. So I just want to end with a couple of thoughts. I've described this a little bit as an either or, it can be described that way, but I also think that these touches on this spaciousness over time allows us to open more and more to seeing ourselves as spacious awareness. And over time, also acting as this spacious awareness. So, thank you for listening.